on the line with us now, former St. Aug Purple Knight. Now he's at ESPN, one of the anchors there, and a charter member to Who Dat Nation, Stan Verrett. Stan, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, now, I got to correct you one little bit there. I'm not a former Purple Knight. Once a Purple Knight, always a Purple Knight.
Always, brother. I know the feeling. I know the feeling. Listen, Stan, you've seen a lot of Saints football. Yesterday
yes,
was – I don't know if you could really script it up any better than that and did it on the road after, you know, you had that gauntlet of a schedule.
And
playing the Redskins on the Monday night game, emotional game here in the Dome. But then, you know, Baltimore, Washington, and then playing the Rams here in the Superdome, and then traveling to Cincinnati. Man, that was as good as it gets, Stan, to watch just how good Drew Brees is, but the cast around him. And you saw Mark Ingram got, you know, his football legs under him yesterday. And boy, he's become now a big force in that offense. And I think that's the key. Down the stretch, this team has to be balanced on offense, and with that 1-2 punch of Ingram and Kamara, I think you're going to get it.
Absolutely. I mean, it was fantastic to watch. I think it was as dominant a performance as they had. If you go back to the Buffalo game last year, it was sort of reminiscent of that, but I think against a better team. Now, Cincinnati's defense has been struggling, but the way that they put it away. But I think there's two things. But, you know, look, Drew Brees is Drew Brees. Kamara's Kamara. Ingram is Ingram. I mean, they're doing what we expected them to do, what they're capable of doing. The offensive line has just been phenomenal. I don't know if they're getting enough credit.
They get
But they have been fantastic in this stretch. And also, if you look back the past three games, the biggest play of the game has been a defensive play. You go back to the game against Minnesota. P.J. Williams with that forced fumble right before the half, and then the Saints go down and they score. That totally changed that game, and then the pick six helped put it away, okay? Then you go to the Rams game, that Alex Anzalone interception right before halftime, Saints punched it in. That was big, and that changed that game. And then you go to the Marcus Williams play that really just killed Cincinnati's morale at the end of the first half when the Saints go down and punch that in. So those are three game-changing turnovers that the defense delivered.
And
that's
Stan,
a great time.
And Stan, speaking of turnovers like you bring up, because I thought that's what was so magical in 2009 when we had those scooping scores, pick six. I mean, Darren Sharper was unbelievable on the field, what he did when you get seven defensive touchdowns. Right now we have one with P.J. Williams with a pick six. But I think that's a trend what we have to do going forward. And, hey, it's all about timing. We were even for the season. Now we're plus two. You look at that turnover margin. We were plus nine. We won the Super Bowl in the playoffs, plus 11. So you look at just that the parity in the league. And, like, let's say we play in the Eagles coming to town, you know, to the Superdome. You look at the injuries they're dealing with. But you cannot shoot yourself in the foot. And if you do, if you give one up, can you get two back? Right now, I think no matter whoever the Saints are playing, if they don't have that negative aspect and that turnover margin, they're going to win the game.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, the offense now is so efficient. I mean, they're not beating themselves. They're not making mistakes. And the defense has become opportunistic. And I tell you what, I think you look at a guy like Marcus Williams. Marcus Williams gets a taste of the football. And that could be the start of something really big. I mean, he was such a great ball hawk when he was in college at Utah. And I keep waiting for that to happen. And now, you know, I think now that he's got a taste of it, I mean, that was a huge play. And I think that kind of thing is contagious, and it could help him confidence-wise, and it could help spark the defense. I mean, I looked at that game, and I don't really see any deficiencies anywhere. I mean, that was about as solid a performance as you're going to get, especially on the road against, you know, a team with a winning record.
Right. Yeah. The Bengals were 5-3. They won at the ATL on the road. But I think that's what's so significant is that, and this is an old formula. You'd appreciate this, Stan, from Jim Mora. And I still think it bodes well, even in today's NFL. Can you be relevant year in and year out? What I mean by that, can you get the double-digit victories? Because then you're always in the hunt. And what you need to do is win at home, go 6-2, and be 500 on the road before and four. Right now, we're 5-0 on the road. It's amazing how Sean Payton hasn't prepared to play on the road with a swagger. They're not intimidated. It's a mature team. You got the right leader in Drew Brees. It's amazing how we've been able to be road warriors so far this season.
Yeah, if you think about the efficiency of the offense, I mean, you haven't seen any real spectacular plays. I mean, there was the play that Brees to Michael Thomas when they caught Marcus Peters with his head in the backfield.
Right.
But other than that, it's been just efficient, effective offensive play. 7-8 yards a play, sustained drives that are just demoralizing to the other team's defense. And that kind of play travels, as you know. I mean, that you can take that on the road with you. I mean, that's not a track meet at the dome. I mean, that's just efficiently, effectively beating teams down.
It's methodical. When you see it, it's methodical. Stan, I'll give you something you can use on SportsCenter. Just think about this.
All right, I'll take it.
All right. The first 9 games in 2009, the Saints scored 331 points. This year, after 9 games, they've scored 330.
Who that?
Now, you don't think that – I mean, that's about as close as you can get, 331 in 09 and 330 today. Man, it goes to show how good this offense
is.
That's
a good omen.
And, man, that is very 09-like offensively. Now, they gave up more points this year than they did in 09, but I think the game has changed. From 09,
absolutely.
To be honest with you. It's an offensive game. It's thrown all over. You give up yardage. You give up more points. But it's almost become Madden football, you know, in real life. Give me a surprise good team, a surprise bad team in the NFL.
I'm surprised at how bad the Giants are. I mean, I didn't think they were great. But, I mean, I didn't think they would be this bad. I mean, they have – a difference maker in Saquon Barkley, running back. They got a difference maker with Odell Beckham Jr. at receiver, and they have a veteran quarterback. You know, you're not supposed to be that bad. But when the Saints played the Giants, I just didn't understand. I didn't understand why they didn't throw the ball down the field. I mean, it seems like they're wasting Odell Beckham Jr. to me. Because they don't take any shots. They don't put him in any kind of position to make plays. I mean, I was happy to see it because I want the Saints to win the game. But it just seemed like a weird offensive strategy to me to just try to dink and dunk your way down the field with an explosive player like that. But, you know, I'm not the coach, and, you know, I can't tell them what to do. But I can understand this level of frustration. I mean, you know, you got to be a team player and you got to keep that in-house. But I can understand how people be frustrated. I mean, you pay that guy all that kind of money that they gave him, then, you know, you got to use him, put him in position to succeed.
Go ahead, Stan.
And then I'm surprised at just how good Kansas City has been. I mean, I heard Lewis Riddick, one of my colleagues, one of our NFL analysts here, he kept saying, Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes. And I said, okay, I can't wait to see him. And, I mean, he's been every bit as good as advertised. And I really think, even though they lost up in Foxborough, I still think they're the team to beat in the AFC.
Well, Stan, you like the vision that Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis. Do you know they were going to draft Pat Mahomes? Then Andy Reid went one pick ahead and took Pat Mahomes, so we got Lattimore. So I guess it's a win-win situation because we still could count on Drew Brees. But you bring up, like, surprises and all that. And, you know, I always do this when the schedule comes out. A team that was not previously in the playoffs, and I've stunk on this because I'm with you with the Giants. I thought the Giants and the 49ers maybe could get into the playoffs and Garoppolo gets hurt. But I've been right in the AFC. I said the Houston Texans, they look a lot like the Saints. Look how many games they've won on the road. And also right there in your backyard, the L.A. Chargers. And I wanted to bring that up. I've always been a Phillip Rivers fan. He might be one of the greatest football quarterbacks in history to never win anything. But do they have any love for the Chargers in L.A., considering some of the success of the Rams and they coming back? Because the L.A. Chargers, old school, they did Rodney Dangerfield, for sure of a fan base, considering where they're playing. And do they get any love in L.A. or what?
Not really. I mean, you know, the Rams have the history here, and the Rams have, you know, a lot of the celebrity support is Rams. I mean, the Chargers right. they're almost like an afterthought. It would not surprise me if they went back to San Diego, if they went somewhere else, because I think it's worse than the Clippers.
Whoa.
The Clippers had a rebellious fan base that were like, I don't like the Lakers, and the Lakers are too Hollywood, and you know, and so you had right. a lot of people in LA who identify with the Clippers. You don't even really have that for the Chargers. The Chargers don't really have an identity here. They play in this little bitty stadium, and a lot of times they're outnumbered by the road team's fans. If it's a team with a national fan base, they're outnumbered by the road team's fans. I mean, it's a bad situation, and it's a credit to the players and the staff that they can win essentially without the kind of fan support right. that other teams that are winning have. But I don't know. I think the owner acted prematurely there in moving here.
Right.
And I just don't see how financially maybe it'll be a boom when they get
stadium,
to
yeah.
when they get to the new stadium, right. But if you have a brand new stadium and it's big and beautiful and it's still empty, then what does that really do for you?
Right. Now Stan, right quick, we've been concerned. You've dealt with hurricanes. What about the fire? I mean, were you safe and all that? I know in the Malibu area and all of that.
Yeah.
Were you all right where you're at?
Look, I do okay, but I don't have Malibu money. So,
okay.
you know. look, the folks out there, I mean, it's really bad. I mean, I know
Man.
People have seen some of the pictures online. It's really bad. And, you know, I feel especially bad for the folks in Thousand Oaks because
yeah.
they had to deal with that shooting. And then immediately within a couple of days of the shooting, now they're dealing with the fires as well. So that community is really, really having a rough time. That's only – the Rams facility is only 5 miles from
– Whoa.
From where the shooting took place. And a lot of the Rams live in the area. So Jared Goff and a lot of other players, they had to evacuate even before they played here Sunday.
Good Lord. Stan, hearts
yeah,
and
so
prayers
it's
out
bad.
To him, man. That's a really difficult situation. And, really, really tough, man, to see everything go up in smoke like that. It's really terrible. Man, listen, we appreciate you spending some time with us, Stan. Give us a hoot at to leave us out.
Who that? I can't wait, man. I got Sunday and Thursday against the Falcons. Sunday the Eagles, Thursday against the Falcons. I'm going to spend the whole week at home. It'll be fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Stan.
That is awesome.
We appreciate it, buddy. You take care.